Zach, now that you got interest in Los Angeles, what was the big difference and why did you choose the Bears?
I think just, you know, for me, this is a comfortable place. You know, personally, for me and my family, this is where we wanted to be. We've been here before. And then, you know, business decision-wise, you look at it and the type of franchise that the Chicago Bears are, the organization, the way it's ran now, the way, you know, Ryan's moving forward with things and Coach Fox's vision, it's just something that I really wanted to be a part of. And I think, you know, the arrow's pointing up and I wanted to be here.
Zach, how would you describe what the process was like for you to finally be healthy and go out and make a really nice contract here?
I was just thankful. You know, it's been a long journey, a really good one. It's been ups and downs, but just really thankful for the opportunity to continue my career here. You know, for it started a couple years ago with the old regime and still. And, you know, for Ryan to carry that on and give me another opportunity after a serious injury and then, you know, just working on a daily basis to continue to grind and really get that opportunity, you know, it just worked out well, and I'm thankful for how the whole thing played out.
Hey, Zach, obviously staying healthy was huge last year, but what were some of the other factors that kind of played into allowing you to emerge as a number one tight end?
Yeah, health obviously the first thing, but I think just getting comfortable with who I was as a player, continuing to work on, you know, things in the run game and blocking ability that, you know, still that I'll continue to do, but I hadn't been able to do prior to that, part of not being on the field, kind of learning the position, and then working with Frank, did a great job, you know, kind of just bringing me along and giving me that added dimension of my game. So it's something I'm going to continue to work on. But, you know, there's a number of things that led into just, you know, being healthy, working, continuing to grind, getting opportunities, and taking advantage of them.
Staying on the blocking thing for a second, how would you assess your development as a blocker, and where do you think you made the most progress within that subset?
It's a weird thing for me because obviously playing quarterback my entire life and then making the transition at the highest level into the NFL, I wasn't asked to do it a lot my first 2-3 years. So I never really got to work on it, practice it. It's different when you're doing it in practice and you're working on the fundamentals to actually getting the live rest of the game. And then obviously the couple years where I didn't get to work on football at all, getting hurt. And, you know, Frank has really kind of dialed it up for me where he taught me some different techniques, some different fundamentals, and made me comfortable with those. And then it was just the fact of kind of getting that feeling of doing it. You know, once you feel it, you do it, you get the muscle memory, and you can build on it. That's kind of how it just improved. And, you know, still I'm not a bone-crushing blocker. That's not who I am, but I'm going to continue to work on it every single day and you know, complete my game.
Hey, Zach, if Martellus goes, as most of us expect, this offseason, are you comfortable kind of taking that lead role and being the main guy this year in the tight end room?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you look at my career, my history as an athlete and as a quarterback, I'm very comfortable being a leader. It's just one of those natural things that I've felt that I've done well, you know, throughout my college career. And didn't have the opportunity to really step in and be a leader yet throughout my professional career, but it's growing. You know, however things play out, Marty, is how they play out. I've told you guys before, you know, that's out of my control, out of his control, but you know, he's a special player, special person to be around. You guys all know that, his creativeness and how he is. So it's not up to us, but however it plays out, I'm ready to fill whatever role we need.
Jack, along those lines, did you have to have a conversation about what exactly your role would be, and are you clearer about whether Marty will return than you were a month ago?
No, I haven't had any of those conversations, and it's, you know, to be quite honest, it's not really something I was focused on. It's just something that it'll play out how it plays out. There's business sides to the NFL, we all know that. And it's kind of control what I control. And thank God that we're able to get back here. This is exactly where, you know, my wife and I wanted to be, raise our family here, you know, feel at home. So the positive thing that came out of this is it's just a blessing for my family.
Do you have a sense for how Dow likes to use the tight end and whether that's any different from what you did with Adam last year?
Say that again?
Do you have a sense for how Dow Loggins likes to use the tight end and whether that's any different from what Adam had you doing last year?
I don't know if it'll be much different. You know, maybe we'll move around a little bit. I mean, I moved all over the field, so I'm sure it'll probably be a little bit similar. I talked to Dow a couple times just throughout the process. You know, excited about his vision, excited about what I can bring, and we'll just, he's out of town now, so when he gets back, I'm sure we'll dial some things in and kind of get on the same page.
Jack, along with the back to the, just the health thing, with overall the Bears have made some commitments to, in the form of personnel and so forth, to player fitness and so forth. Have they done anything, or did they do things last year perhaps different than you had in the past, or were there some things that were done that you know, maybe they specifically did that helped you be a little healthier?
Yeah, absolutely. From the training staff, you know, the strength and conditioning, nutrition, you know, we have recovery rooms, different types of things that they're doing in the training room or cutting edge. You know, there's a number of things that they've done for us. I can't share all the secrets. We've had, you know, sleep things and just different stuff that they're trying to give us an edge for that I think is really helping my career.
How much of that comfort that you've established with Jay over the past couple of years also factor into this decision?
It's family-wise was number one. You know, my wife and kids been comfortable, and that was, Jay was number two, to be honest with you. To be able to play football with a guy like that, at that position, elite arm, elite mental status where you can make decisions, that was one of the biggest reasons, along with many others, but, you know, that was up there.
Jack, when you look at last year, what did it mean to you being able to play, you know, 15 and 16 games, have a very productive season, and then what are your goals moving forward now after you get the deal and you get to stay in Chicago?
I was happy to stay healthy. It was something where the prior years were just bad luck. There was nothing I was doing wrong. It was just kind of bad luck. I was always healthy. I was in shape. You know, felt strong, and now it's just, you know, goals moving forward is to build on it. The last half of the season was very successful for myself from an individual standpoint, so I want to continue that. I want to build on it. I know the vision that Ryan and Coach Fox have and how they'll delegate things, so it's just, I feel like they put some pieces together where we've improved as a football team, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Zach, do you feel like you've learned anything about Ryan Pace with the moves he's made in the last week? And did those moves play any factor in you returning to the Bears?
I mean, I don't know how much I've learned about him other than, you know, I know that they want to be successful. You know, the business side of football is not my forte. So, you know, those guys are doing the best that they can to put a great football team on the football field. And, yeah, I'm definitely excited to be a part of it. Like I told you before, their vision is very clear, and the goal in mind is definitely to win a championship here, and that's something that I wanted to be a part of, and that's particularly why I'm happy to be here.